The flu is making an early appearance across upstate New York this fall. One cluster of cases started in Jefferson County in mid-October, and Oneida County reports today it has had nearly 100 people confirmed with the flu in the last week. WRVO's Ellen Abbott spoke to the Onondaga County Health Commissioner about the importance of prevention this flu season.
Onondaga County Health Commissioner Dr. Cynthia Morrow says the flu season usually peaks in February in upstate New York. But already, she's seen a sharp increase in the number of lab-confirmed cases of the flu. 2 weeks ago, there were 10. This past week, 22.
If we follow the current path, we'll probably peak December, maybe January.
And that, of course, coincides with the holiday season. And that can facilitate the spread of the virus.
People are going to be close together indoors. We've got, obviously, Christmas after that and then the other December holidays. People need to get their flu shots.
Morrow says there's no shortage of flu vaccine this year. There are plenty of opportunities at doctors' offices and pharmacies to get a flu vaccination. She also notes that the flu mist vaccine is a good choice for kids. All children over 6 months old are urged to get vaccinated for the flu. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.